Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Just a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
Let's get it going. Time to start the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, joined by our head producer, our co-host, Laura.
Hi.
I hope y'all are having a great morning out there. Thanks for joining us to the best listeners in radio.
That's you.
We got a lot of fun things lined up today.
Do we?
Yes.
Okay.
As opposed to a normal show where
we just have
very boring...
Right.
The El Cafe birthday...
I can't help it.
The El Cafe birthday and anniversary club is right around the corner. We'll also get into people are sharing the strangest rules their parents had growing up.
Okay.
I want to get into that one. Start thinking of your own, everybody. I've got a couple.
I honestly don't think I have any.
Oh, okay.
My parents were really chill, all things considered.
I can cover that subject.
They also got lucky. They had pretty good kids.
Yeah. We will get into some entertainment news in the 10 o'clock, talk about the Grammy nominees. I want to get into that a little bit. Amy Poehler had some interesting comments on her podcast about the Oscars I want to talk about.
Ooh.
And a certain cartoon character, is getting a movie.
Okay.
Their own solo movie.
Okay.
Yesterday we talked about Miss Piggy. Well, we'll see who we cover there.
Listen, and I'll talk about Miss Piggy again if you want to. Just make it happen.
We will figure out a way to shoehorn that in.
Thank goodness.
And it is, of course, Veterans Day, and we've got a couple of Veterans Day things going on in our area we will talk about, along with the 10 best and worst cities for veterans to live.
Okay.
Got that one lined up for you. Some good stories of the day, get into our schedule, and plenty more where that came from. But we do begin with it being Veterans Day, and a big thank you to all of our veterans out there.
Thank you very much for your service.
We appreciate you. I know that both you and I have veterans in our family, you in particular, father.
My dad served in the Army National Guard for 27 years, I think, before he retired. He is currently the Veteran Service Officer for Marquette County. Hi, Dad. It was lovely to have Rock Larson in here yesterday. He actually worked with my dad for a little while. They know each other very well. He gave me my condolences when I told him that I was indeed Chris Berg's oldest daughter. But I've also been a military spouse. It's been a real time. I have a lot of experience with the military. I've lived on military bases. I have a lot of friends who are military, and I want peace for as many of you guys as is possible and gals as is possible. And I kind of feel like whatever it takes to get you guys there is what needs to be there. I care a lot. I have a huge heart for veterans causes. I just do.
Agreed. And agree with what you're saying there. I think that on days like this, it's another reminder to me of the things that we the freedoms we have thanks to our vets. We're here because of our vets. And so many that have given the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah.
Especially thinking about what we can do. And I believe that one of the greatest things that we can do to show our veterans that we appreciate them, there's a lot of great ways. You know, we have brat fries every summer and, you know, getting a brat and those kind of things. But even if you don't get a brat, you know, making eye contact, saying hello, saying thank you.
Yeah.
But is to me, at least, one of the most important things we can be doing for our vets is being there, being an ally.
Be there. Show up for VFW events.
When it comes to, this isn't me just throwing things around. Go ahead. You can throw it into your Googler and see it yourself, everybody. One of the highest rates of suicide is among our veterans. When it comes to our currently enlisted soldiers, our veterans, they're having trouble putting food on the table. Like, that ain't right.
No.
That says a lot about our country. It says a lot about us. And if it doesn't matter to you, I don't know how much freedom matters to you, because we don't have freedom without them. Big time thank you to our veterans. I know Rush out to Rock joining us yesterday, our good friend Tom Heiser.
And it's not just the VFW. Anytime you see a veteran event occur, especially if there's any memorial services happening at a cemetery near you, or just go.
We
say
have,
hi. Let them know that you're there.
We have some Veterans Day events going on in their area. I'll touch on in just a second, and we'll make sure to mention these again next hour. But I mentioned Tom, and one of the things that I appreciate about our vets, about our people involved with our vets, is the above and beyond that they do. You know, there's no, to me, in the family that I grew up with the soldiers that I grew up around and was raised by and everything, there is no retiring. When you're a soldier, you're like, you may not be putting on the uniform anymore or anything, but you're always a soldier. That's who they are. And doing things and going above and beyond is incredibly important and noted and appreciated. Mm-hmm. Lori, you have something there that you want to mention?
I do. I just want to bring up before we end this part of the conversation, I want to bring up the number for the Veterans Crisis Line. It is 988. If you are a veteran and you are in crisis, please, please, please call 988.
Thank you for mentioning that. I mentioned Tom in the above and beyond. He goes, Tom keeps us up to date on a lot of events. It was, you know, involving our VFW and that. Tom also goes above and beyond by sending me, like, you know, just funny videos and things from time to time.
He can't help himself. He's awesome.
He sent
shout
one,
out to Tom.
He sent one over from a church that put up a sign that said, "Be the kind of person your pet thinks you are."
Oh, if only we were.
I love that. That got me, Tom. That was good. That was good.
I've seen similar ones that said, "Be the kind of person Mr. Rogers thinks you are."
That's
also
a good one too.
Notably a vet.
That, yes. Yes. Nicely done. Yeah. We will be talking about more about our vets throughout the next couple of hours. And before this segment's over, I'll get those Veterans Day events out there. But we, again, just appreciate you.
You're worth,
we think of you. We have your back. And
thank you for your service
appreciate
and for your
you.
Sacrifice.
You know, we're on Veterans Day here. Why not talk about apple pie? Huh?
Sure.
Well, seems
it makes sense to me.
A reach.
Let's segue, James.
It's a bit of a reach, but I'm trying. It's segues.
Delicious. Apple pie. Let's do it.
A lot of people are picky about their mac and cheese, especially those who are under the age of 10.
Okay, now it's mac and cheese.
And usually the more basic it is, the better. That's just how mac and cheese works sometimes.
Sometimes.
I don't know.
Sure.
Well, Kraft is changing that up. Kraft is selling apple pie flavored mac and cheese this holiday season. Quote, Kraft says, quote, "It's a comforting taste you love now with a shockingly delicious savory and sweet pairing. It's packed with cheesy, apple-y, cinnamony goodness. Each box includes sauce mix and seasoning, so you just need milk and margarine or butter."
No.
Didn't sell it for you, huh?
No. Do it the old-fashioned way like an adult. Eat your apple pie with a slice of aged cheddar.
Whoa, really?
Yes, the sharper the better.
Cheddar and pie?
Like, oh my God, yes.
I think I've seen that before.
I'm
sure
that's what they're reaching for, but it's Kraft mac and cheese, and they're saying it's apple pie flavored.
Yeah.
Do it the right way. Just eat a block of cheddar with your pie. Don't be Kraft.
Well, you won't have to worry about seeing it in stores. It's not going to be there. It's an online exclusive that's only available for a limited
time. Yeah, so they must only be making like 20 of these bad boys.
Yeah. I will say, this has become a very smart thing for food companies and snack companies and all this.
To make the weird
thing. Because you get a chance to, okay, I only got to make 1,000 of these, so it's not a huge cost expense. Mm-hmm. And if it sells and does well, great. Okay, we will make this product more and everything. But if it doesn't, at the very least, you're getting talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's I think, a very smart thing in the food.
They're
Doritos, Mountain Dew,
Tesla.
all these companies. I think it's very, it's not that different than what movie companies do a lot of the time of, hey, I want to cast Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, but I'm not sure how it's going to go over. So, oh no, it slipped out. And, you know, somebody found out and then they go ahead and see, you know,
and
how it goes.
Love it,
oh, people
like
it. Okay.
Well,
you know what?
That's what we did.
We did mean to do that. You know, it's the same thing. To celebrate the launch, wait a minute. I wanted to see how much these cost.
Oh, that's
you could buy
question.
A single package at Walmart for $1.58.
Okay.
And the three pack is $4.44. So that's not bad.
If
not
you're
bad.
Curious enough and you've got a buddy, $1.58's worth giving it a shot, I guess, but I don't wanna.
Would you try this? Let us know. 715-424-2600. Call up or text us through the Civic Media app. Thanks for downloading the app. To celebrate, Kraft teamed up with Jason Biggs. obviously referencing American
pie.
I don't know what the commercial is, I can't even say the name. But if the commercial is anything, what it looks like Jason Biggs like handles it a little bit frustrated almost. So
I hope he's as upset as I am right now. No, I would even be okay with like, because I really like a good mac and cheese. Like, I'm talking, you made a bechamel and you put shredded cheese on that thing and you baked it. Mm. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. That with some apple pie.
Yeah.
Sure. Do I want that apple pie flavored? No, I want apple pie on the side. Like, I'm not a monster.
Sure. I just like apple pie. Like, you know, you had me at the heated up part. You heat up pie. Oh, it's so good.
Well, you got to heat up the pie. I was imagining it warmed. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be. It's good. Good stuff. Really good stuff going on in our area today for Veterans Day. At 11 a.m., the Veterans Day ceremony will take place at Veterans Park in downtown Rapids. At 1 o'clock will be the Legacy Stone Dedication at Assumption High School over on Chestnut Street. And at 3 o'clock, the Veterans Day Observance with rededication of the Veterans Memorial at Mid-State Technical College over on 32nd Street North. These are the events going on here in Rapids. Wherever you're listening to us, I imagine that there are Veterans Day events going on. I encourage you to find out about those, attend them, be a part of them, everybody. Real quick, before we go to break, I did want to send a big shout out yesterday on Playmakers. Join us Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 4 to 5 on 105.5. Thank you to QPP. Michael, sports director around these parts.
Yeah.
We were joined by our good friend Coach Peckman.
Yeah.
Coach Paul came in and brought in Noah Diamond.
Who is a person.
Yes, Noah's a wonderful player for our Kings and my second favorite hockey player in the world right now.
Oh, cool.
It was real fun hanging out with them, talking to Noah, talking to the guys, and really good conversation. Encourage you to go check out the pod and listen to that. And I want to thank Coach for dropping off River King tickets.
Ooh, yeah. We should give them away.
Okay.
They're not for you, James.
No, good call. Good call, Laura. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Let's do it. Let's give away some tickets. Oh, good call. I like that.
All right. At the top of the show, even.
Start off the show giving away
River Kings. You should call up at 715-424-2600 to get your River Kings tickets. What do they got to say, James?
Give me your favorite hockey player.
Sure.
Give us your favorite
hockey
player.
It's Noah Diamond.
Yes.
There's your answer.
There you go. There's your answer right there. Well played. Call up, everybody, 715-424-2600, or you can call us through the Civic Media app. You want a pair of four River Kings tickets, we got them right here for you. Kings, I got a couple of away games, but they are going to be back in town right after the Thanksgiving break. You can make plans to go ahead and see them.
Yeah.
Great way to spend your holidays with our River Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. The Kings of the North! We are in first place in the North right now. So
that's good.
RiverKingsHockey.com and call up and get these tickets, everybody. Laura and I will be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on The Morning Show. Gotta let those keys kick in.
Sure.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Woo! One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our fantastic friends over at El Cafe.
And they're open!
They're open.
Oh, you should go over there.
Encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there today, everybody, at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Check out that great specials.
Yeah. Have some pie. Oh, you know what? I bet they've got apple pie. And I bet they've got cheddar.
Mm-hmm. Ask for a little slice of cheddar on the side,
like,
or whatever. I don't know how you do it. Do you melt it on the cheddar?
No,
you just mix it.
Only if they have like an aged cheddar.
Okay.
Because it's nice and crumbly. You want that. But also, I've seen pie crusts with cheddar in them. It doesn't matter. Let's do El Cafe.
Check it out, everybody. Got some great specials I'm looking at here. A brisket skillet, fajita omelet.
Oh, put that in my mouth.
What's a BLTB sandwich? That's a bacon, lettuce, tomato, and brisket on toast with side.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. That's
all
what I'm having.
Right.
That's what I love, a good BLT.
Oh,
there's
God.
Nothing like a good BLT.
I love a good brisket.
That sounds really good. Have what you want over at El Cafe today. Wish them a good morning from us, everybody. Buy local, support local.
Have a hard time choosing at El Cafe.
I can't. and I'm not even there. And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can continue to celebrate with you. info@WFHR.com is where you can email us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
715-424-2600 if you want to talk to us, or if you'd rather talk to Pam, it's 1300. And here's a reminder, we're still giving away River Kings tickets. Same number for that.
Yep. Call up and win those tickets or get us that birthday and anniversary. Whatever you got to do, everybody, get them to us.
Yeah.
We appreciate you listening and playing along. We only have one name on the list today, Laura, so you don't have to work. You can you can take a break. But we do have two people to we have a couple of people to wish a happy birthday to. I want to say a big shout out, a big time happy birthday to our sales and marketing exec around here, Aaliyah.
Aaliyah, happy birthday, Aaliyah. We love you.
Aaliyah's joined us as a co-host here in last month or so, and that's been a lot of fun. I'm the last person to find out about Aaliyah. Everybody in this town knows about her before me.
Spectacular. Aaliyah is someone who, after meeting her, very, very quickly moved up the ranks in people that I enjoy spending time with. She is easily one of my top five favorite people in this town, and I am not exaggerating. I adore her, and I hope she has the best heckin' day.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't known her that long, and I don't know how you can't feel the way you just said. Yeah, she's awesome. Great actor. A lot of fun to work with. Fun, creative person to work with as well. Mm-hmm. I've really been enjoying that and everything. And just appreciate her, her family, everyone, all of them. You know, wishing her a great day. Aaliyah, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one. Save that voice because we need you tomorrow. You'll be working tomorrow. But we also want to wish a very happy birthday, our anniversary, I'm sorry, to our qualifiers, Don and Jean Jerwisky.
Ooh, congratulations, Don and Jean.
Don and Jean have got us their anniversary for many years. We really appreciate that you guys getting these every year.
Absolutely.
It means a lot to us. We love celebrating with you. Enjoy your anniversary, Don and Jean. Have a great one. Mm-hmm. Who do you share your birthdays and anniversaries with? Taking a look at our celebrity list, Ty Sheridan is 29. Wade Watts in Ready Player One, Cyclops in the X-Men movies, Deadpool and Dark Phoenix.
Sure.
He's a great young actor. I like him. Mm-hmm. I think he's talented. I don't know where his star is going to go or anything, but I think he's got a good future ahead of him. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio is 51.
And his girlfriend is 20. Sorry. That's all I feel about
aren't
him.
Aren't they like 23 now? Didn't he go a little? No. No, they're not. That's funny. That's hilarious. You take that side, I'll take the serious side.
That's fine.
Because I think he's one of the most underrated actors of all time. Like, he genuinely is.
I don't think he is.
I think he used to be one of the most underrated.
I would agree with that. He is no longer underrated.
Like now, once he started wrinkling up, then he started getting taken seriously.
Yeah, once his Jack Nicholson face started kicking in.
Then he started, maybe a little bit before, but certainly from The Departed on, he starts getting taken seriously as an actor. But he should have been his whole career. The fact that
his prettiness kept him back.
It's a weird thing, but it kind of did. Where it's hard for him to get Oscar nominations for What's Eating Gilbert Grape and things like that when he's on the cover of Teen Beat. He pushed against that quite a bit in his career. And while the girlfriend thing is very funny, it's just low hanging fruit. It's a good joke
and accurate,
inaccurate and very accurate. And he deserves to be called
and
out
disgusting.
On. He's kept his feet on the ground pretty much throughout his career.
In every other way, sure.
As a child star and everything, outside of what you're saying there, and I'm not making light of that.
That's what I said, in every other way.
You haven't heard anything about him, you know? I mean, he's done a pretty good job, and all he's done is worked at the craft and get better and better at the craft.
And he's a very good actor.
If you respect Martin Scorsese, I don't know, it's hard not to respect Leonardo DiCaprio because that's one of his guys.
That's fair.
Just an incredible actor. Very, very solid actor.
I just wanted to date someone his age.
Well, yeah. Okay, but I'm just talking about his acting. His acting, I think that he's an incredible actor. That really, it's about time that he kind of gets the credit he deserves. Adam Beach is 53.
Ooh.
Native actor who played Slipknot in Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. He's a couple of other characters he's played over the years. He was on Law & Order SVU, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Good actor. Mm-hmm. Solid performer.
Yeah.
Oh, Clarissa Flockhart is 61.
Ooh.
Ally McBeal, Supergirl.
Yeah.
She's been in a couple of things. Good actor.
Yeah.
Good actor. I believe,
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, they're still married. Carson Kreisley is 56.
Sure.
From Queer Eye, from The Straight Guy, fashion expert.
Yeah, the blonde one.
Demi Moore is 63. And still fabulous.
Oh, God, yeah.
One of the stronger actors you will ever see in your life.
Oh, absolutely. Like, one of the strongest people you'll see in your life, genuinely. She's been through it, girl.
Demi Moore, and currently still. Like, yeah, what she's been doing.
She's an excellent
human. With Bruce Willis and the sharing of that, what that family's going through with Bruce and everything right now, I think is very brave and been very cool to see. At the time, it may not seem like it anymore, but at the time, her shaving her head for G.I. Joe was a big move.
G.I. Jane, yeah.
G.I. Jane was a big, big deal.
Yeah, it was.
Not only because of what it did for her and all these things, but there was so much of the behind the scenes of people saying, you know, you don't have to actually shave it. We can just put a wig on or any of this. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, that's not the character. That's not the role. And this legitimate thing that this gave actresses at the time that they didn't really have much enough of before.
Sure.
It's existed. There were actresses doing that for hundreds of years. Yep. But it kind of at her time and with her star status really helped put that on there. Demi Moore was in a I don't know if it's his first movie or her second movie, but she was in a movie that they made fun of on Mystery Science Theater.
Oh yeah, we watched. Yeah, I remember that one.
And in that movie, you watch Demi Moore, and she's incredible. She really did stand out. She's great. Yeah, you just see right away like one of these things is different.
Right, she doesn't belong in this.
I bring that up because I've never seen her do a bad job. Even in her first movie, even in a B horror movie or whatever it was or anything, I've never seen that woman act bad. Yeah. No, it wasn't a horror movie. It was like an 80s adventure movie. She's great. She's incredible.
Happy birthday to me.
The wonderful Stanley Tucci is 65.
Ah, that's the one.
Caesar in The Hunger Games, Meryl Streep's sidekick in Devil Wears Prada, a billion other movies.
Hunky food dude.
God, I like Stanley Tucci.
I love Stanley Tucci.
Great actor. Great actor.
Just great.
Stanley Tucci is especially good, I think, when he is kind of like the fourth or fifth name in a movie. He just shines. Yeah. He just shines.
I would like to go to dinner with Stanley Tucci and then not say a single word while he tells me about the wine that he paired with the meal that he made.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Some people no longer with this, like the legend, the great Jonathan Winters, born on this day in 1925, passed away in 2013. Legendary funny man. From his own words, and I actually literally just watched this a couple of weeks ago. I was going on a Robin Williams kick on interviews.
Sure.
I still have a hard time watching his movies, but I can handle his stand-up in his interviews. Mm-hmm. And Robin loved Jonathan Winters. Go ahead and look on The Tonight Show, Johnny Carson interviewing Robin and Jonathan Winters. And he interviewed Robin first, and Jonathan Winters comes out. And there's some stuff in there that may not have aged very well,
naturally.
Be honest. You've never seen Robin Williams look at anybody the way he looks at Jonathan Winters. Mm-hmm. And he says in that interview, he's like, without Jonathan Winters, there's no me.
Right.
And as the biggest Robin Williams fan of all time, how can I not love Jonathan Winters?
Fair enough.
For that, if not for any other reason. I mean, sure. Great stand-up comedian, great actor. Speaking of Mork and Mindy, Jonathan Winters had a great spot on that show for a while, too, where they got to actually work together and everything. Legendary funny man, Jonathan Winters. Mm-hmm. Kurt Vonnegut, born in this day in 1922, brilliant author. Slaughterhouse-Five, Breakfast of Champions, Cat's Cradle? Yeah.
Sure.
But really, it's Slaughterhouse-Five.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one that we, most of us all read in high school or
that's
something.
And
important book.
Mm-hmm.
And George S. Patton, born on this date in 1885. Old blood and guts, World War II vet general, and noteworthy human being.
Yeah.
Especially on Veterans Day.
Right.
If you're born on Veterans Day, do you have to become a general?
No.
No, you don't. But
he did.
Incredible human being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just incredible birthdays all around. What a list.
That's a solid list.
Aaliyah, you got some great birthdays you shared with there. That's a really
Aaliyah's
good list.
The great birthday of the day. Thank you very much.
Yes. Well said. Yes. We will take a quick time out, get to our partners, our news, our sports, our entertainment break. When we come back, we got this one about people sharing their strangest rules at their... I want to get into a different one.
Oh, wait. Not that one.
Yeah, not that one. We'll save that one. We're going to save that one because I got a different one for us. Okay. Here it is. Jell-O is up to something, and it involves vegetables.
Okay, we've seen this one.
It's coming up on The Morning Show.
No.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Hope you're having a good one out there. This is, oh boy, this is a doozy.
I already hate it.
Jell-O is celebrating its 125th anniversary with three limited edition Thanksgiving models. Molds, I'm sorry.
No.
They're calling them No Thanks Molds.
Because
they're calling them the No Thanks Molds because they're shaped like three of the most divisive Thanksgiving foods.
Okay.
Brussels sprouts, cranberry sauce, and pecan pie.
Wait. I'm going to need to hear less cranberry sauce slander up here.
I was a little surprised to see that, too.
I am upset by that.
They got some photos up here. Whoa. I kind of like the design a little bit, at least.
I think it's adorable. And you can make your cranberry sauce in that mold. Thanks, Jell-O. I was upset, and here it's a cool idea.
To be clear, they aren't doing the super weird flavors thing. These are just silicone molds that are shaped like those polarizing foods.
And they're silicone? Oh, spectacular.
They're not new flavor mixes, although they may have been a missed opportunity. You know, maybe they could have done that.
No, it's not a missed opportunity. Listen, we have already put vegetables inside of Jell-O for a long time.
Being honest, I was kind of Ron Burgundying that from Food and Wine here, where the website you can find this at.
This is so much better than I was ready to be mad.
Each No Thanks mold, I like the No Thanks mold. I like the name of it.
I love these molds, actually.
They cost $5, and it comes in a kit with a box of Jell-O mix. Nice.
Is the Brussels sprout mold like little individual Brussels sprouts?
Oh, good question.
Like, are those like little, finger size bites of... Oh, that's really kind of cool, actually.
The cranberry mold comes with cranberry Jell-O. The Brussels sprouts is lime Jell-O, and the pecan pie is orange flavor. The best Jell-O. I love the Jell-O one. The orange Jell-O. They're also available exclusively on Walmart.com beginning today while supplies last. But they will probably make more if they sell much. They sell well.
They'll probably just bring them back every year.
Everything I was saying before about the flavors thing with all these different brands, Kraft, Doritos, I like that. But I like this even more because
I think you need to read the room for what your company is.
Yeah,
I think that Jell-O did that. I think Jell-O understood that we didn't want savory Jell-Os from Jell-O.
Yeah,
and so they didn't do that, and I appreciate that very much.
I'm with you. I'm trying to figure out if those are individual Brussels sprouts or not. But
if those are little individual, like you can pop a Brussels sprout size thing of Jell-O into your mouth hole, that's perfect.
That seems pretty good. Yeah.
That's like a really cool mold. I'm sorry. Like, that's just a really cool mold. And the thing about the cranberry sauce mold, like I said, cranberries have enough pectin that you can make your own cranberry sauce from scratch without any difficulty. And a lot of people that I know make them in like a clean can already so that they have the ridges with. And this is that.
Yeah. Yeah. Without the ridges.
Without the can. No, the ridges are in it.
Or, I'm sorry, without cutting yourself.
Yeah, without the can.
Yeah, risking cutting yourself.
Oh, and it's silicone, so you can bend that baby and get all the pieces out and make it one whole thing.
To be honest, this morning when I tried to look on the website, I did not see them, but maybe they're up now. So you can go to Walmart.com if you want to check that out and look at it. I think they're fun. Would they be misleading if I go to grab the orange and I'm expecting pecan pie or pecan pie or whatever?
No one's going
to
be fooled by this mold. No one.
I like it. I like it. It also makes me feel like I would be eating healthier, even though I wouldn't be.
You would not be.
But I could trick myself. Maybe even fool my mom.
You could not fool your mom.
No, I couldn't.
You may be able to fool yourself, James.
That's all I'm trying to do, really. That's all. Mm-hmm. I like the. You know,
it's honestly, at least you're eating.
Right. It kind of feels like it could be a new tradition kind of thing. You know, I like Thanksgiving traditions a lot. Mm-hmm. I love, like most families out there, my family would go around the table and, you know, saying thanks. Which, by the way, in an Italian family where they like to talk and there's it takes
about an hour.
50 people. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know why we had the food sitting there. It could have just stayed in the oven for a good 20 minutes while we were talking.
We could have started this while everything was resting.
I'll never forget my cousin. Like, that was one of the few times where it was okay to sit at the kids' table because you could kind of sneak food and nobody really paid attention to you. Like, that was one of the okay things about being at the kids' table. It took way too long to get from the kids' table to the adult table.
It depends on whether or not you wanted to get
to
the adult's table.
In a big family, it wasn't easy. It wasn't like when your knees are hitting the top of the kitchen, the kids' table,
see, I didn't
it's
have to
time
worry about
to
that.
Be able to go to the adult table.
I am fun size. So I was able to sit at the kids' table for as long as I desired to, and I desired to for a long time.
The thing they don't tell you, the kids' table, a lot more fun.
Exactly.
A lot more fun. You don't realize that when
my
you're a kid.
My knees have never hit a table in my life, so I was fine at the kids' table. I could still probably sit there.
I could see that. I could see that. It might be your crowd. Wanted to get to this one, too, because, of course, we are the home for world record. Around here, and I don't know that I've ever played this game, but I've seen plenty of people play it. A Hungarian gamer broke a Guinness World Record by playing the popular game Dance Dance Revolution.
Wow!
For 144 hours.
Wow!
Do you want to try that name? Because I don't.
Dance Dance Revolution.
No,
his name.
Yeah, can you see that up there? Sizbalik.
Kaspi?
Yeah,
he's Hungarian, so...
Yeah, we apologize. Sorry, sir, but yes.
Szabolcs Kaspi?
His nickname
is... A.K.A. Grasshopper.
Yeah, we got that part. Grasshopper. Great nickname, by the way.
Solid.
He took the record for the longest video game marathon, as well as the longest video game marathon on a rhythm game title.
Wow.
There is a lot of people out there right now that just
had a
bar set.
That is a lot of DDR. Well, but the thing is, like, I actually know people who are actually hearing this thinking, wait a minute. How long did I play DDR that one time?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because I've done that.
Wait a minute. Did I break a record? I didn't even know.
I've heard records from like World of Warcraft gaming like for a consecutive number of hours.
Yeah.
And I've really sat for a minute and thought, hang on.
Yeah, yeah.
Have I exceeded that number before?
He broke the record for 138 hours and 34 seconds, which was set by American gamer Carrie Swidicki in 2015. She earned her title by playing Just Dance.
Okay.
Except he previously earned the records for the longest video game marathon playing Naruto game, 28 hours and 11 minutes.
Okay.
And the longest video game marathon playing a puzzle game, 32 hours, 32 minutes, and 32 seconds.
What game was he playing?
Yeah, it doesn't say what puzzle game
bummer.
He played.
That's the one that's interesting.
He also claimed the records for the longest video game marathon playing a racing game and the longest video game marathon playing a simulated video game. Gran Turismo 7.
Okay.
So did he get as far as his mom and dad telling him, you know, quit playing those games. They're never going to get you anywhere. Did this get him somewhere or are these just titles? Like,
these
I don't know if he
titles.
Got it. Yeah, I don't know really where the money is.
What's
on
he going to do? Wrap his Guinness World Record in up for Christmas and give it to his mom? Like, aren't you proud of me?
I don't know.
I don't think it works like that.
I don't think so. No. Boy, yeah. Well, he got some records, though.
That's cool.
That's cool.
All right.
I don't know how much pride I would take in those. I don't know. Him, I'm sure he's taking a lot of pride in it. And more power to him.
I hope so. Yeah. You spent 144 hours on my guy.
Might as well.
Heck yeah, you did that.
We will take a time
Grasshopper.
Out. We'll come back. And we're going to get in. Now, when we come back, we got the people sharing their strangest rules their parents had growing up.
Now we're going to do it.
Yeah. When we come back, and we want yours, audience. So go ahead and get them to us coming up on the morning show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, growing up, I grew up really fast, and my mom and dad were pretty young when they had me.
Sure.
So most of my life, it's kind of been a team. You know, my mom and dad are certainly my mother and father. I respect them very much, but they you know, I had quite the leash. I had quite a lot of slack growing up and everything. And where I was in the city, the biggest deal to my mom and dad was, well, just call and let them know where I am.
Yeah.
I didn't really have a curfew. I didn't really have a lot of restrictions growing up. I pretty much had that. My mom and dad didn't like let me get away with everything. I certainly had some rules there, but it was the strangest thing to me that I could be up to a lot of knucklehead stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as I called and let them know where I was, it was cool.
Right.
And it didn't seem like a strange rule at the time or anything like that. But when I moved up here, and I started making friends and everything and seeing how their parents were and stuff. I saw, I've had a lot of freedom that I didn't realize growing up and everything. And it's just the way my mom and dad and I worked.
Right.
My brother and sister was a little bit different.
Right.
They had a little bit of a different restrictions and everything.
Well, and so I had a similar experience, but it was more of a, we were a communication heavy family rather than a rule heavy family, right? And it was kind of, as long as I was being honest and upfront with my mom about stuff, she gave me a long leash. I didn't have a curfew either, but also I really like going to bed early.
Yeah.
That's just who I've always been as a human.
Some of this stuff, I wonder too, how much our parents knew us better than we realized, and knew
that
certain
things. Well, I mean,
they
had to, because there's parts of them that are, making up who we are.
Like I look back and I think, wow, my parents gave me a lot of freedom and all these things. They also knew their son and knew, yeah, I wasn't going to go too far. Like, right. I wouldn't do certain things and everything. So, but what were some of the rules your parents had growing up that maybe not every family had? Think about like the rules for Monopoly. Every family's got a different set of rules for Monopoly.
All
Everybody's
right.
got like different things that they do.
Talk about Rummy. We've got our own rules for Rummy.
Rummy, another one. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So think of it like that, everybody, and go ahead and share them with us. You can call us or text us through the Civic Media app, or of course call up at 715-424-2600.
Yeah.
People online are sharing theirs. Here's some of the highlights. Quote, no turning on the lights during thunderstorms.
Okay.
That seems confusing. That seems, it needs further explanation.
I'm trying to find a why.
Is it
electrocution? Is that what they're worried about?
See, I feel like my dad would do that just to mess with us. Like,
that's
my dad,
what
like,
I'm feeling.
That's one of the things my father would
that
do.
That just feels like a
he would just set you
line.
Up to laugh. To like, and nobody, like my mother wouldn't find it funny. Just he was laughing, but it would be hilarious to him to do things like that.
Right.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Quote, no wearing clothing with faces on them. So no Mickey Mouse shirts, no kitty cat shirts, either plain shirts with no graphics on them, or it had to be something not alive, like a soccer ball or a pumpkin or something.
That's wild. What a strange thing. What a strange rule. Why would you?
I'm so glad I didn't pre-read these.
Okay, so
I've never heard of anything
I'm
like that.
I'm incredibly fortunate in that my parents were very pro self-expression, and so I was never really limited as long as I was, covering my person.
I think if I had tried to dress normal, my mother would have like sent me back into my room, like, try again.
Right.
I think in my family it was opposite. I needed to dress.
Not me, not my siblings, none of us dressed normal.
Yeah,
we were the weird kids. That's who we were. Well,
and my brother and sister and I could not have been more opposite. Ooh. As far as the way we dressed and our style and everything, even to this day.
We just got one from Aaliyah.
Oh, okay.
No cheese at bedtime because it would give you nightmares, which was torture for me, she says.
That's a good one.
I will eat cheese with you at bedtime, Aaliyah.
Again, here's something to think about. If you haven't before, when we're looking back and we're thinking about these things, none of these involve an explanation. Like, it's just our parents just dictating this to us, just telling
right.
us.
Like, they just had a thing. They had a
There's no reason. There's no necessarily like explanation or scientific explanation or anything. It's just do it. Just do this.
Don't ask me why.
And can you get away with that as a modern parent? I'm asking because
I
with my
tried.
Kids, I didn't even try. Yeah,
I'm not like that, I guess.
My kids.
I do a lot of weird stuff.
If anything,
but
I probably.
It's not that.
If anything, I probably over-explained things to my kids. I don't know. Quote, we had to drink a huge glass of milk every morning as a kid because my parents believed it would make us grow tall. But I was lactose intolerant, so it just ended up making me feel real nauseous.
Listen. Okay, so here's the thing. I know people who were made to have a glass of milk with their dinner. Like, that was the thing you are having with your dinner. And as one among the lactose intolerant... Mm. And one with kids who are among the lactose intolerant, please have mercy on them and let them drink juice with their dinner, please.
Yeah. Yeah. That seems like seems like a safer bet too, for a lot of reasons.
Right? Aaliyah, I'll still eat cheese with you. Don't worry. Mm. It's fine. I'll take a lactaid pill.
Quote, we had one drink cup by the kitchen sink. If you're thirsty, you use that cup and put it back for your family members. We'd wash it with the dishwasher every day or so.
Well, okay, but how different is that from having a water bottle?
Yeah. That's
except
one of the more...
Except you take that with you everywhere.
I could see that person looking back and thinking that way, but to me, that doesn't seem that, like, especially some of these other ones.
In fact, I have, so one of my kids does that. I don't enforce this kind of thing, but one of my kids has a cup that lives on the microwave, and it is always there. I know now not to wash it or mess with it. She's doing her own thing with that cup. It's her cup. She relies on it being at that place.
Yeah. Looking at this next one here. No stepping on the bath mat with wet feet.
Then why the bath? What?
No, I get this one. My mother was like,
why
this
the
with
bath
me.
Mat?
I know, I don't know.
Why
I don't
do you have a bath mat if you can't step on it with your wet feet in the bath?
I don't understand. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Isn't that the purpose of the bath mat?
But my mom, not the bath mat, but she did that with things. There were things my mom did that with.
I'm like, then what are you, why bath mat?
The bathroom towels. Like, there was always towels in there, but you were not allowed to use them.
There were towels that were only for guests.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Jimmy, that's a good towel.
It wasn't
not
like
for you.
I'm talking like if my grandparents came over or something, like guests. Like, it wasn't just any old guest. It was just any old guest. It wasn't like that. So, we weren't allowed to walk from the bathroom to our bedroom after a shower in just a towel, even if no one else was there besides family.
I mean, we ended up having that rule too, but that was because we had a lot of, we were the house where all the kids showed up.
I tend to be pretty reserved about my body and all that.
Sure.
And as an actor, you have to be the opposite of that.
Right.
And I've never understood why I'm so comfortable on stage or behind the scenes and all that being that way. In my family, again, exact opposite.
Right.
We're Italian. We don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we walk around naked, a towel, you're going to your room. It's fine. Big deal.
Yeah. No, I think that could have been a possibility had my house not been one with an open door policy. We very rarely did not have guests.
Mm. Quote, I wasn't allowed to watch anything with that depicted a dysfunctional family, maybe in case I realized that I was in one.
Yeah, that's sketchy, man.
That is
suspicious.
Yeah, and goodbye to all TV. No all TV. Quote, I had to bring home the plastic sandwich bags for my school lunch to be used again the next day. They were washed and dried overnight.
I know people who do this.
Yes. Yeah. That one I can't even make
well,
up.
Well, and there are, you know, washable, resealable bags now. So just buy one of those. It's worth it.
Yeah. We had to leave the room to fart. And fart was a curse word.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard this one.
I've heard this one. Yes. I've heard
and
this one.
It was not my family.
No, not mine either. No, no. In my family, not the same thing, but my Nana, if you didn't burp during a meal or after a meal, she considered it almost an insult. Not completely an insult, but almost. I can still picture the smile on her face when my papa or my dad would. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same thing, but
nope.
Quote, I wasn't allowed to invite a friend over for a second time until they invited me over to their house. My mom kept track of how many times I invited friends over and demanded they reciprocate before I could invite them again.
I get what mom was going for there, but that was too much control. That was a micromanaging move, mom.
It does speak to a lot of parenting. Mm-hmm. Like the micromanaging that we can do. So even I did some stuff.
I see the intention, and the intention was okay, but that was micromanaging. Don't do that.
Good intentions are where most everything starts for a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it doesn't always go that route, but I do think that this has been a fun topic.
Yeah.
It's also a great opportunity for us to take a breather and look at stuff. And I think appreciate our parents a bit.
Uh-huh.
Also appreciating parenting in general.
Well, and to appreciate kids. I mean, come on, man. They're people. They're going to make mistakes. They're kids. This is the time when they're supposed to be doing the weird stuff. This is the time when they're supposed to be exploring who they are and what matters to them. And you're supposed to just make sure they do so safely.
I think that one of the best things that I picked up from my mom and dad is how human they treated us. And and while that we never lost sight of who was in charge by any means, we also were able to talk to my mom and dad. They talked to us. They treated us like people. Like, right. They didn't. Well, again, we always understood where the hierarchy was. Mm-hmm. It was always a kind of thing of like, if we questioned something, we could question it. We could ask. Mm-hmm. You know, we usually got an answer or a look.
Yeah.
But at least we could
ask.
That
was an answer.
Yes, it was. But at least there was a conversation. It wasn't like we were afraid to talk to our parents about
something.
And
that's what I mean. Like in my house, it was heavy on communication and it was light on rules. That's just what that means.
But as far as those rules go, what are some fun ones your parents had for you? Let us know. 715-424-2600. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can text us those as well.
Oh yeah.
There's got to be some other good ones out there.
There's got to be.
It's just,
I know people who had rules like those that were listed on here, and so I know you're out there.
I mean, it's kind of the crux of parenting that you're gonna have some weirdness. Like that's parenting.
Because here's the thing. Parents are people, and people are strange. Yes. All of the time, always.
We'll be back with our show.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.